You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Before we start this episode, if you haven't installed this already, go to the Apple App Store and download the Broadway Podcast Network app. This podcast, as well as BPN's vast library of other top theater adjacent live events, storytelling, audio plays, everything is all right there in the app. It integrates the YouTube channel. You can configure push notifications. It's got full integration with Apple CarPlay, so you can listen safely in your car. You can also add non-BPN podcast to the app so it can replace all of your existing antiquated podcast apps. So make sure to check out the Broadway Podcast Network app in the Apple App Store now or get it easily by visiting bpn.fm/app.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Wick Hackers Podcast with your host, me, Daniel Coy. So today I want to talk about quality versus quantity. I really need to get better special effects. I'm so sorry about it. I was doing my research. You know, I love to go down some Google things and holes and figuring out what people are really spending on their so-called wigs and what's worth it, what's not worth it. I have my notes, like this is like a note one. So I want to tell you, you know, that the hair industry is, we already know hair care alone is a $102 billion industry. And you know what? Wigs and extensions, it is going to be over a $10 billion industry that we are in. So let's not belittle or oh, it's just hair, or oh, it's just wigs. I mean, that's some money. So it is time to start carving out your niche and really attracting those clients you need. So okay, I'm gonna get off that little rant, but let's break it down. I want to break this down in simple terms that you can then go and tell your clients, or if you are a wig wearer or a wig maker, so you have this information so you can start like talking to peeps, right? So I'm going to start really on the low end and then go to the high. Like, so if you spend $100 on a wig a month, right? So that's about, you know, $1,200 for the year. If you get one a month, because right, they're only like a month use kind of sort of, unless you, you know, really know how to take care of them and like stretch them out. Now, we also need to talk about hair product, right? We're using all different types of product, and you hear something new, you probably get it. You know, I'm a product junkie. I have so much product. Just sitting in my studio, I'm looking at like at least 60 brands on the shelf. Like, I know it's bad. So let's just say we're spending about $80 a month on product. Let's just say, you know, so like over a year, that's about $320. And like, this is like low end. I'm talking like, you know, $5 hairsprays, you know, $8 heat sprays, you know, edge control, glue, mousse, you know, the whole kit and caboodle. So, and then don't forget tools. You know, we have our blow dryers, we have our round brushes, we have curlers, flat irons, clips, combs, you know, a wig block, pins. Just that alone is like $137, even though that is over the year. But let's just like take in consideration, what if you have doubles, triples? I have triples of things, you know, like, so just keep that in the back of your mind when you are looking at wigs, or if you are selling wigs, like what are your clients using? And to like flip it for you. So let's say we go like high end. So for products, like I'm talking about like the best of the best, we're looking at like $510, like every 3 months, every four times a year. That's what I have. I have it four times a year. So if you do it like four times a year, like $510 for that. And then what if you go like really good on your tools, right? Sometimes we don't like the cheap tool can't work and it doesn't work. So then you already threw that out the window. So you already lost $137. But then say you go like expensive, we're looking at like over $1,000 just for the tools that we use to make our wigs look good. And this is dependent on, is it a good wig? Is it a bad wig? Right? And once again, my numbers are just going off of what, A, what's in my kit, and then what I know, you know, the high end and low end of the spectrum, right? There's, you can be anywhere in between. So these are just like guesstimates. I just want to like throw that out there. So you have this information, you know, so you're looking at, you know, for buying it four times, like over $2,000 in just product. And I'm talking about like $50 shampoos, $50 conditioners, you know, like even $125 shampoo I have. So, you know, not everyone is going to be spending that much. And I know, how much do you use? I'm not putting any color on this. So if you're like doing a refresher or a treatment, or not even here, not even in this budget, okay? So then we have to look at education. I think it's time that we all start looking at education, no matter where we are. If you're a wig maker, making wigs better, so finding education that's going to help further your career, make a better product to sell to your clients. And then if you're a client, you need education as well. Because wig makers are making beautiful wigs and you are destroying them. So education, I think, is really important from both every aspect. Learning more, there's better technologies out there as far as wig making. So let's get the best out of our products, okay? So let's then look at like, you know, like a $1,200 wig. I know people are like, what? And that's the low end. You know, I love my 5K. 5K is my sweet spot, you know? So let's just keep that in mind on this journey. So I'm trying to go like what you should be charging. Like, I think $1,200 for a custom made wig, whether it be a weft back, fronted, wig hacked, whatever it is. If that's what it is, you do two a year, right? You're going to get them on rotation and you're going to teach them how to handle it. So that's $2,400. Then you have your product. Once again, I'm going to go low end. So let's just go like the $320, you know, for four times a year for products, $137 for tools, and, you know, wig caps and all that stuff. Not even in here. Then I say like $300 for education a year. It could probably go up or down, but like if you're going to do some sort of membership where you're in there getting free education, getting more discounts on products, stuff like that. So like, you know, I'm looking at like $25 a month for like some sort of something class. So then it comes out to about like $3,100, you know, so to speak. But then let's really break it down. So that $3,100 for the year sounds huge. But for that year, it is only $5.36 a day. So basically, a little less than a cup of a latte at Starbucks, you can have a $1,200 wig. So it is all about your budget. It's all about your mindset and really knowing what you need. But also, you can take care of a crappy wig too, though. You can do it with the right tools, the right process, and the right education. So that's kind of where, like, all right, let's like look at like the $100 wig. See, I didn't even do the numbers because I'm like, I'm not gonna do a $100 wig. But hold on. So let's just, okay. So for me, I came out with $19.57 around, you know. So let's see, $19.57, divide that by, okay, so it is $5.43, and that's with me just doing one a month. Okay, so let's just say you go to three wigs a month at $100, okay? So you're spending $3,600 a year on wigs. I know, just because they're cheap, you think they're good, and then you have so many in your closet. So why are we just buying things to buy things? And, you know, some of these wigs should not even be out on the market. So that $3,600, to be honest, you get a good wig. That covers your wig allotment for a good wig. Because to be honest, for $3,600, I can make something happen for you. And that's me, right? So I can make that lace gorgeous for you. So keep that in mind. So then from there, it's only $11 a day. I know, it's like only $11 a day, 52 cents a week. No, like you just need to break this down so that you can have options and know your options. I think everyone who is listening to this podcast, I'm probably going to do posts on this because I am really passionate about it right now. I want you to go through your inventory of wigs that you personally use, like what you wear, and figure out your budget. What is your budget for the year? What was your budget last year? You know, I know it was a pandemic and we were home, so we had a lot of time on our hands. So good old Amazon came in hefty. But like, what is it? What's your numbers? Just like in business, what are your numbers? So I think this is going to come out as a document that you can give to your clients so that you can see the breakdown and really see that investment, because it is an investment. I'm not saying this is not an investment at all. So keep that in mind, but you can get your clients on a beautiful schedule. Like, and when I say for like the $1,200 wig, I'm saying two a year. And that means I would rotate them. Up and down, up and down, up and down, like, you know, and then you might need to put a refront on one of them if they're bad, but then they're doing that education. And then that education is going to have them work easier on those wigs. So the wear and tear is going to be less. They're going to get more longevity out of it. These are all things we should be doing from the get-go. Now that we are in our wig shortage, hair shortage, closer shortage, we have to start really seeing who can work with what we have. And then what have you done to it? Like, are they ruined? I mean, I know I just got a client who dropped off two wigs to me. Okay, one was in a movie, so she had to cut it on set. All right, I'll see. I'll probably be making some YouTubes about these and some TikToks. Ugh, we're trying all the things. About making it a cute little pixie cut. But she's seen some days, everyone. But then I got her bubble. Got her bubble real quick. And so let me just get your bubble and I will come up with something. No worries there. So keep that in mind that you can work with anything. And that's coming up with your price list, coming up with what you want to offer, because so many people who do wear wigs, they have so many because either they're ill-fitted or it wasn't like the picture. It was nowhere close. They thought they were getting a better deal. I know some of these wigs are $10, $20, you know, and I get that too. Trust me. I know, sad story. I can take a $20 wig and make it look like $1 billion. All in refronting and doing that hairline. Wig hack it and call it a day. So I just want to put this in your ear. I want you to just listen to that. See how that resonates with you. Because like for $3,600, either you can spend it on like 20. Is it 20 wigs? Guys, I don't even know how to do math. You know I don't do math. So like, for 36 wigs, you can spend like $3,600, or you can get three awesome wigs and spend the same amount. I'd rather a better wig and a better quality than having so many wigs, like 36 wigs, that's a lot. Like, that's a lot. Because then you're going to find something that you like, you don't like, you're going to, all the things. So I definitely go back and check that out, because this is how you can break it down to your client. And you can go by day. Like, have them put it into a savings account. Boop. Like, they can do it. Like, really, they can do this. You can do this. You can implement this in your own life. Because I know you wear wigs. And I mean, I have so many that I don't know. I should really come out what I've actually spent a year in wigs, like, per day, you know? I don't want to know that right now. But yeah, so that's really what I want to discuss in this episode. I'm so happy that you're here. Don't forget to check out the Wig Hackers community right now. That is popping. And don't think that you'd have to be an amazing wig maker or even want to do wigs. You can just learn so much about wigs, and from pricing to, you know, techniques and all of this. We're coming out with the World of Wigs soon on the 19th of April. Will be the first one. We're going to have so much content in there that it is going... If you do listen to the podcast and, like, you know, on the podcast, I'm even more transparent than on my posts and stuff. But it's going to go up. After 5 World of Wigs, the price will go up. So I'm just letting you know. And you can lock it in forever. Like, once whatever price point you get in on, that's what you kind of stay at. So, you know, it's only going to get more enriched with more content. Like, the first... World of Wigs I'm going to be doing is laying my lace for a 2-finger front. That alone, everyone. We're going to be going live inside the community, so make sure you check that out. If you don't have my books, Wigging Out and the Business Behind Wigs, please get them. That is really helping me to do all this content, to do these podcasts, to interview these people for free, to do these going on Clubhouse for hours on end. So by you subscribing to my membership program, the Wig Hackers community, it really does help me be able to get all this content for you. You know, because creating content does take forever. Ugh, forever. And I know everyone wants it now. And then so I can, you know, go do TV shows and go do films and do movies, that I can be a little more picky and choosy. So I appreciate you supporting the podcast and all my endeavors, every single one. I love you so much. And thank you so much for tuning in this time of the Wig Hackers podcast. We have some amazing guests coming up. I'm even geeking out on some of them. So until next time, make sure you do your hair or wig. Make it look good, because, you know, I'm always watching. All right, guys, till next time. Thanks for tuning in for another exciting episode of Wig Hackers. I love talking all things hair and wigs. So if you have a question, come follow me on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official. I love helping and inspiring other hair artists, so don't be afraid to reach out. And remember, do your hair, because if you're looking good, you're feeling better.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.